Inside of a 2,000-square-foot 1920s vintage brick bank building is a cramped two-level library buzzing with dozens of people. Past the people reading and using computers is a cozy conference room where it's story time for a group of cooing preschoolers and young mothers who gather once a week.
Oh, it was so sad. Zachary, it was just so sad.
Erica Heineke of Webster says the benefits books provide to her 2- and 4-year-old sons can't be replicated on a TV or computer screen.
There is something special about getting a book, and the first thing my kids do when we get home from the library, they sit down and they start to read. You know, they look forward to it, they're excited. It's library day!
Preschool story time reader Annette Starkind says reading to kids helps them extend their attention span. She says it has fewer distractions than when they read on the internet. She says the benefits children get from story time spread throughout Webster.
Community amongst itself, where they've gotten to know each other. This group of kids will then go on to school pretty much at the same time. So it's very valuable on different levels.
In a village with fewer than 700 people, the Burnett Community Library averages nearly 100 visitors per day. Although a lot of people visit the library to use the internet, Library Board President Laura Ratchford says 75% of the visitors check out books.
It says that they want a library to stay in this community, holding a book in their hands. There is a lot of satisfaction to start on page one, have it in your hands, and go all the way through to page 300.
Ratchford says more than 50% of people in the library's service area are below the poverty line, yet the community has donated $40,000 since 2006 to build a new one. Ratchford says the overwhelming support of the project reflects the need in the community for a new library. The American Disability Association has cited the library twice for not being up to standards.
We need to accommodate everybody. And we have had a few people that would wait at the bottom of the steps. They'd give us a list of what they want. We'd bring it down to them. We want them to be able to come in and enjoy the ambiance and the library collection.
Mary Peretti oversees the Northern Waters Library Service, an organization that maintains 20 libraries throughout northwestern Wisconsin. Peretti has seen 10 to 20% increases in traffic in those libraries since last year. She says the library system in northwestern Wisconsin has always been strong.
When we first started the Burnett Community Library, it was all volunteer. We had a little building donated down the highway a ways, and we put the word out that we were going to start a library and if you had any books to donate, and we were just buried in books.
Although the increase in demand for libraries nationwide is often attributed to the slouching economy, Peretti says the deep-rooted history in Burnett County to literacy suggests there's something deeper, something more profound that attracts people to books, a desire that assures the written word is not going away anytime soon.
You'd be amazed at how many people have extensive libraries in their homes. People had huge collections that they were too good to throw away, but they didn't know what else to do with them, so they kept them.
The new Burnett Community Library is expected to be complete by summer of 2011. It will be 3 times the size of the current one. Joe Cadott, Wisconsin Public Radio in Webster.